On a Tuesday, we talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and Sean Hassani is standing by to tell us all about today's topic, which is all about headaches and cardiovascular disease. And with that, Sean Hassani, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Wayne. Good morning to the listeners. Thank you again for having me.
An absolute pleasure. And so let's get straight into it. Today, as I say, we're talking about headaches and cardiovascular disease. What is a headache and headache disorder?
Thank you. A headache is usually described as a painful sensation in any part of the head. It can usually range from sharp to dull. That may occur with other symptoms. Headache disorders are characterized by the recurrent headaches and are among the most common of disorders of the nervous system. So when it comes to headache itself, it is painful and it is a disabling feature of a small number of a primary headache disorder, which are namely a migraine, tension type headache, and also cluster headache. So this headache also can be either be caused by a primary headache or a secondary, which can also go with other list of other conditions. When it comes to secondary headaches or causes of headache, they are mostly caused by the overuse of medication for headache.
Okay. And can you briefly tell us some types and causes of headaches?
Yes. There are quite a lot of different types of headache. As I mentioned, there is also primary headaches and also there is secondary headaches. But the most common symptoms that are reported to clinicians and often cause a greater cause of a concern to patients. So if I was to come back to the cause of headache with regards to the primary category, we have three types of headaches. The first type of headache with regards to primary is a migraine headache, which is caused by the activation of the mechanism deep in the brain that will usually lead to release of pain-producing inflammatory substance around the nerve as well as around the blood vessels of the head. Mm-hmm. With regards to the intensity of this headache, it is mostly moderate or severe intense, and it is usually one-sided. It also has pulsating in quality, and also it can be aggravated by routine physical activity and also a longer duration. It usually takes a longer period of about 2 to 3 days, and also it does have a nausea characteristic on it. And when it comes to the second type of a primary headache, this one is a cluster headache, which is usually characterized by frequently recurring up to several times a day and brief and also extremely severe headache. So when it comes to cluster headache, it is usually focused or around in the eye with tearing and redness on the eye. The nose also might be runny as well as or either blocked on the affected side. And usually when it comes to people, they usually develop an eyelid that may drop when they're having the cluster headache. And then with regards to the third type of primary headache, this one is an attention type of a headache, which is usually caused by, it's caused by stress related, associated with musculoskeletal problems in the neck. So this headache is described as the pressure or tightness often around the head going or spreading through into the neck. So those are the main three primary headaches. And moving to the secondary causes of the headache, we have about seven things that might cause secondary headaches. The first one is as a plane. It's a medication overuse for headache. So with regards to this is that overusing medication for headache, it might work in the beginning, but after the body has used to it, it can lead to excessive headache that needs to be treated by the right, correct, or prescribed medication. The second type of secondary cause of headache, it also can include from the intracranial mass lesion, such as metastatic tumors, abscess or hematoma. And then the third cause of the headache is the inflammation of the meningitis, which can result in a headache that is associated with a stiff neck or other origins of meningeal irritation. And also the other cause of the secondary headache, it can be patients with transient ischemic attacks or those that have stroke. They can also experience headache, or if they have a headache that results from chemical irregularities, like if the blood pressure goes high or if their hormones are not balanced, they can cause a person to have experience headache.
Mm-hmm. And Shonisani, how can we differentiate between a migraine and a stroke-related headache?
Most of the time with regards to this are two types of a migraine and stroke-related difference. They are mostly having overlapping symptoms such as disorientation, a general feeling of being unwell, changes in vision as well as vertigo. But there is a way to differentiate between the two. And the most important part is that we need to pay attention to the sensation, because the sensation will help us to be able to know if it's a migraine or if it's a stroke, a headache. So when it comes to a migraine headache, it produces sensation like aura, flashing lights, tingling on the skin. While a stroke-related headache, it can cause sensation of being lost, loss of vision, or loss of feeling. Additionally, with regards to the migraine headache, they are caused by recognizable triggers, and the pain is described as a throbbing that gets granulous, while the stroke can happen at random, and also it can cause pain that is sudden and severe.
And what do we do if we experience an acute worsening headache? Obviously, that's a sign that there's something wrong somewhere.
Yes. The thing that we need to do first, I know most of us want to self-medicate, but in the long run, it's not good if the headache is not stopping. So the thing that we can do for ourselves is, once we experience an acute worsening headache, we need to consult or seek medical profession, because this might also be a symptom of stroke. So once we consult with a doctor, they will be able to prescribe appropriate treatment for headache disorders, and also they might be able to give us training as well as an accurate diagnosis, which it means we'll then be able to take a cost-effective medication that will help with reducing or making the headache to stop. The other thing that we can do is that the healthcare professional, they will be able to give us lifestyle advices that can help us to modify our lifestyle, as well as what other things that we can do that can help us to decrease or to prevent a further headache.
Okay, and how does talking about headaches come in line with the Heart and Stroke Foundation strategy? Apart from the fact that you did mention stroke-related headaches, but what is the link between headaches and the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
The link is that research has found that people who get migraines, they're about 2 times more likely to get heart attacks or heart arrhythmia disorders like atrial fibrillation. So as the Heart and Stroke Foundation, our aim is to prevent or reduce the number of premature cardiovascular diseases. So with this, that we recognize the headache may be a symptom of some cardiovascular disease or cerebral diseases, which at the end, it might also be because cause extreme blood pressure as well as stroke. So okay. Our core function is to make people be aware of cardiovascular disease and to prevent it and to recognize the symptoms early, as well as to get early treatment for headaches, because if they are not treated, as I've mentioned, they might lead to stroke as well as heart attack, which will then increase the number of people that are dying from cardiovascular diseases.
Okay. And lastly, Shonisani, how or where can listeners get more information about cardiovascular diseases and about the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
The listeners can go into our website at the www.heartfoundation.co.za. They can also follow us on Facebook, X, LinkedIn, and Instagram, because we do have account, and we also post some information that they might be able to use to prevent cardiovascular disease as well as to adopt health eating behaviors.
Okay.
If they need to speak with us, they can call us on our landline at 021-422-1586.
Great. Shona Sani, thank you very, very much for chatting to us. And I hope you don't have any headaches today. Looking forward to chatting to you again next week.
Thank you so much. No, I don't have, but hopefully the listeners have learned something. And once they do experience the headache, they will seek a professional help immediately.
Right. Because as I said earlier, it's possibly a sign of something else that's going wrong.
Yes, that's true. Thank you so much.
Shonasani, thanks a lot. Take care. Cheerio then. That's Shonasani from the Heart and Stroke Foundation in Cape Town and talking to us today about cardiovascular disease and headaches. And this chat will be on our website later on today as well. And that's wildcoastradio.co.za.